Partaking of the Divine Nature. When we are baptized into the church, we are spiritually like infants rather than mature adults. The second birth is a process, not an instant transformation. Over a long period of time, we gradually become partakers of the divine nature under the tutelage and direction, the comfort and the testifying influence of the Holy Ghost. One of the most beautiful and illuminating descriptions of this process that I have ever read was written by Elder Parley P. Pratt. These are his words. An intelligent being in the image of God possesses every organ, attribute, sense, sympathy, and affection that is possessed by God himself. But these are possessed by man in his rudimental state, in a subordinate sense of the word. Or in other words, these attributes are in embryo and are to be gradually developed. They resemble a bud, a germ, which gradually develops into bloom, and then by progress produces the mature fruit after its own kind. The gift of the Holy Ghost adapts itself to all these organs or attributes. It quickens all of the intellectual faculties, increases, enlarges, expands, and purifies all the natural passions and affections, and adapts them by the gift of wisdom to their lawful use. It inspires, develops, cultivates, and matures all the fine-toned sympathies, joys, tastes, kindred feelings, and affections of our nature. It inspires virtue, kindness, goodness, tenderness, gentleness, and charity. It develops beauty of person, form, and features. It tends to health, vigor, animation, and social feeling. It invigorates all the faculties of the physical and intellectual man. It strengthens and gives tone to the nerves. In short, it is, as it were, marrow to the bone, joy to the heart, light to the eyes, music to the ears, and life to the whole being. Such is the gift of the Holy Ghost, and such are its operations when received through the lawful channel, the divine eternal priesthood. Close quote. President James E. Faust has described how the Holy Ghost can help cultivate the divine potential within each person. He states, "The Holy Ghost bears witness of the truth and impresses upon the soul the reality of God the Father and the Son Jesus Christ so deeply that no earthly power or authority can separate a person from that knowledge. I believe the Spirit of the Holy Ghost is the greatest guarantor of inward peace in our unstable world. It can be more mind-expanding and can make us have a better sense of well-being than any chemical or any earthly substance. It will calm nerves. It will breathe peace to our souls. This comforter can be with us as we seek to improve. It can function as a source of revelation to warn us of impending danger and can also keep us from making mistakes. It can enhance our natural senses so that we can see more clearly, hear more keenly, and remember what we should remember. It is a way of maximizing our happiness." President Faust goes on, "The Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will help us work out our insecurities. For instance, it can help us learn to forgive. In simple terms, the gift of the Holy Ghost is an enhanced spiritual power, permitting those entitled thereto to receive a greater knowledge and enjoyment of the influence of deity. I testify that as we mature spiritually under the guidance of the Holy Ghost, our sense of personal worth, of belonging, and of identity increases. I would rather have every person enjoy the Spirit of the Holy Ghost than any other association, for they will be led by that Spirit to light and truth and pure intelligence, which can carry them back into the presence of God." That was the end of the quote by President Faust.